in Siman Tzadik Dalet. Turn to the Torah in Siman Tzadik Dalet. Now this is a very important thing. Because of on the Torah in Siman Tzadik Dalet, there Daf Kuf Nun, where the Torah mentions the Rabbi Peretz. Yesh lahatir, because of Rabbi Peretz, Yesh reitim lahatir, because of Riseyach, Shechot v'sach nechleves al diklipe. Uchidamrino gabi v'sach shchit riseyach v'sagu biklipe. ולדום לא עושם דוס מקלבים וריסחם בו כמסעשרת לבד אבל כתיבה שכולו ריסחס חיתכם שריסחם חלבס מספשת מספשת בכול סנאו דבח וכוס ורבן הפרץ יש ריץ מעט הבוס הריסח on the left column עצב הסימן ביקל את מי הטובי על מה שפוסק וכשעסקים בימי ויז בשישים לשור ולהצריך וקליפה וכשעסקים אינו בימי אבל גם די כשישים כנגד השמינס, הדובר בדיו, בדיוון הסעקים יצריך וקליפה. הלכים לבוסר יסייח מקלבישים, נספש את הטעם של הסעקים בכלל בוסר, בין שהסעקים בימי ובין שני בסיימי, וליצורך כלל קליפה, אלו בשישים סעק, וילד בשישים, כל הבוסר עושה, ולמחנת בקליפה. ובשמח שבידינו לכוסף כך, לכוסף סתם, ובשקים בימי כלכתיך אסור אימן בשישים הסקים, ולכוסף פול מבימי הסקים בימי, מה דיני? אלא דרמה שכוסף בפנים גם שיחד בשק של נוחם יושב ימי, כאילו וכרב, ובין ימי מוטה הכוסף הגועס, ומי הוא בספר רבינו ברוך, פירש דאפיל שני בימי, בו יהיה קליפ, גם שיחד משום שמים לסעדו ויתו בסקים, עד כל השני. אב נסחויס רבינו בדיוק הרבן פרס, דין קליפ קויה בוסר לסייח, חוטי בסקים שני בימי צורכים, ואפשר יש ונאו דזה אימפורטנט פח. So that is mentioned by everybody, by the Taz, the Shach. We have to Yashv. We heard the Yisem Perik Yitzayis Tehle. The Porech had Shmuel Domat HaToyikova, Miditnan Soche B'Shemen Shal Trumo. Im Itzli Hu Yikloi V'Zachitzen, V'Chim Tatoi Yechamu, Amai Sagalei B'Klipe, Nitzal Yigamre. Now, there the Gemara discusses the Deen of Shmuel, who says HaToyikova. Now, the Price says, that if Shemesh El Trumo was spilled, if the Korban Pesach was anointed, was smeared, if the Korban Pesach was smeared with Shemesh El Trumo, now the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by everyone. Now Eizam is not allowed to eat Trumo. Now what should we do if the Korban Pesach was smeared was anointed with the Shemesh El Trumo, with oil of Trumo oil? So what should he do? So he says, Yiklei Vesachitze. Yiklei Vesachitze. Now the Korban Shel Pesach is boiled. It's only hot. So it's hot. And that's the bottom. Now when you smear some oil on top of the Korban Pesach, so the oil is the cold thing and the bottom thing, that's the Korban Pesach. So he say that. So the question, so Tatoigova, so then it should be considered as if everything had been hot. The Korban Pesach had been hot and the oil had been hot, because Tatoigova, the Korban Pesach, the se, is at the bottom, and on top, he smears some oil. Shemen Shel Trumo. So why do we say, Yikli Vesachitze, Vichim Tatoigova, Amai Sagal Bikulipe, Neistal Itamre, that's the Gemara's Kasha against Shmuel. ומתארי צ'אנה שיחה דמשהו באלמה הוא דאבידי. אלמה, because how much oil do they smear on the Korban Pesach? Very little. Very little. So that means, so there is a big chiddush in that Gemara. That even when it's hot, and according to Shmuel, that it's Tatoigova. According to Shmuel, that it's Tatoigova. So then, it's considered as if both had been hot. The Korban Pesach had been hot, and the oil also had been hot. So Mimele, how much should it be Asa? If it's Dova Shomein, it should Asa Bikule. And if it's Dova Kochush, so it should Asa Kedinitile. But it only Asas Kedeklipe, because the Shemen Shel Trumo is a Dova Moed. So we see from that even in its tzli, in the Dovacham, even tzli, that normally asers kidei nitile, but if it's a Dova Muet, if the Yisar is a Dova Muet, it only asers kidei klipe. Now, here, when he says, Avol imeni beyeme, o imeni yedei ashu beyeme, in the Yisar ala kidei klipe, Why? Because, so the question is, if it's not a meyemi, it's at least tam livgam, it shouldn't aser at all. Just a doche, that's all. To remove any bien, any grease, bien. So why do the taser the klipe? Because of blie. But blie, it's at least tam livgam. So the bach, the taz, the shach, they all say, because tam sakin, heshamin, is korush alponah. So manev shech, so you should aser in itile. So you have to apply the lomdes of the Bach. The reason is why. He does tasaken in itile, even though there is shamnunes, and it's a bosar yiseach. In other words, it's three, a clarishi, without reitev. Without reitev. So why doesn't it tasaken in itile? Because it's a dover muet. So when do we say that without reitev, it tasas lechol apochas in itile if it's not a dover muet? But if it's a dover muet, so then it only asks the klipe. So here too, the shamnunes is korush and the sakin. As far as the blie is concerned, so we are not worried about the blie. So as far as the blie is concerned, we're not worried about the blie. So too, the blie might have a dova merube, balua. But that's the tam livgam. But there is a ben, adhering to the surface of the sakin. The ben, the shamnunes that is korush and the sakin, how much is it? It's peki, I mean. A speck of grease, two specks of grease, so it's still a dover muet. So it's still a dover muet. So a dover muet, even bitzli and bebosar yiseach, cannot be mavliya yesam it eklipe. So when do we say that by tzli it's mavliya more than eklipe if it's not a dover muet? But if it's a dover muet, it cannot be. So that's the pshat. Now, if we don't accept the pshat of the taz in the Rabbeinu Peretz, because the Taz Pshat in Rabbeinu Peretz is a very strange Pshat. It's a very strange Pshat. In other words, that Rabbeinu Peretz is reference to a cliché. But without the Taz, then everybody would take it for granted that Rabbeinu Peretz and the Yesh Mefoshim Rabbeinu Peretz have reference to a Klirish. According to the Taz, so then it follows that the Ramo doesn't pasken like Rabbeinu Peretz, that the Ramo paskens like the Yesh Mefoshim Rabbeinu Peretz. But so suppose we don't accept. Not everybody accepts the pshat of the Taz in Rabbeinu Peretz. So that means that the Yesh Mefoshim of Rabbeinu Peretz have reference to Klirish, and still they say that it only asks the klipe. So the question arises: how can we say it only asks the klipe? It should answer either bikulei if we accept the chiddush of the shach that duch kirisakine together with sli. So then, asas bikulei, or that it has reference to idova shomei, it has reference to posa shomei, or if it doesn't have reference to posa shomei, but it has reference to posa kochush, so then it should lapoches asa kedinitile, but not kediklipe. So how can the Yesh Mefoshim say that it only asas kediklipe? So if we assume the pshat, if we accept the pshat of the Taz or light, so the Yesh Mefoshim have reference to Eklisheni. But if we don't accept the Pshat, the explanation given by the Taz, how can the Yesh Mefoshim, Rabbeinu Peretz, be explained? But it can be explained, in other words. Because we can say that in view of the fact, first of all, that the Yesh Mefoshim of in the Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbeinu Peretz do not have reference. The Yesh Mefoshim of Rabbeinu Peretz do not have reference to Bosa Shom. So they have reference to Bosa Kochush. Now, by Bosa Kochush, also, it should lechol apoches be mavli, and they reject the Chiddush in the first lotion of the Shach, that Tzli, Riseya de Tzli, Riseya de Tzli, coupled with Tuchke de Sakine, is mavli before. So the Yesh Mefoshim reject that Chiddush. That's the machleke between the Yesh Mefoshim, Rabbeinu Peretz, and Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Yesh Mefoshim hold that by Tzli it can only be mavli akide mitile, not bikula. And even when it's coupled to Tuchke de Sakine, it still cannot be mavli abikula without it. Oh, but then the question is, but lechol apoches the Yesh Mefoshim should say, it asks kidding me till and Yesh Mefoshim say, it asks only kidding klipe. But in view of that chiddush that the Nisikeli mentioned, they deduce from the Gemara in Psochim that that if it's a davar muet, if the iser is soche b'shemesh al truma, so even according to Shmuel, that a toyibama, so it's only kelim from the korban pesach, because the siche of the shemesh al truma is a davar muet. So mele we can say that the tzakin, the stam tzakin itself, even the bliya has a bliya of a davar muet. Because I mean, and this is balbatish teretz naturally, but it's not unreasonable because a keila that is used in cooking for a long time is likely to have a bliya merube in the interior, but a sakin is not used for a long time. Do you use a sakin for an hour? You use a sakin, you cut for a moment, you cut something. So mele, so. So mele, even the bliya in isakin is it of a muet. Even the bliya of isakin usually is it of a muet. So stam sakin, so the yesh miforshim hold. The yesh miforshim hold that stam sakin, so even the bliya is it of a muet. Even the bliya is it of a muet. So since it's it of a muet, and they reject the chite that dova ham coupled with Durke de Sakine is Mavliya Bikule. They reject the chit. So we have to say that the Yesh Mufoshim Rabbi Peretz and Rabbi Peretz themselves have reference to Boso Kochosh. But the Rabbi Peretz himself agrees with the Chidesh in the first Lashon of the Shach that Dova Cham without Reitev coupled with Durke de Sakine is Mavliya Bikule. They agree. But the Yesh Mufoshim Rabbi Peretz reject that Chidesh. But then you ask, they reject that chiddush, so it's not mavliya bikulei. But kedin tilul chalapoches, so they say no. Stam sakin, even the bliya in the interior is davar muet, because his sakin is not used for a long time. It's not like a keile that you keep, let's say, the dvariser in it for an hour or so. His sakin, how long do you use the sakin over hot things? For a moment. I mean, who keeps on using? Oh, it's possible, let's say, if the sakin is used by a caterer, let's say he has to keep on cutting for, let's say, in a hot state for 2 hours, all right. But usually, stam sakin is used only for a moment. Only for a moment. And so, mimele, since it's used only for a moment, so the bliya is a bliya muetis in the sakin. So since the belua is a dova muet, so a dova muet by ham, without reitev, is not mavliya bikulei and not even kedinitile, it's only mavliya kediklipen. So that's the pshat of the Yesh Mufoshim Rabbi Peretz. And then Rabbi Peretz himself, he holds that when a dova cham without reitev is coupled with durke disakini, it's mavliya bikulei. So even if it's dova muet, we don't have to say that the Yesh Mufoshim and Rabbi Peretz, achilik and mitzies, whether stam sakin has a dova muet belua or a dova merube belua. No, they can agree that his stam sakin has only a dova muet belua, but they hold that cham without reitev coupled with Tuchke de Sakine is Mavliya Bikulei, so even if it's Dova Muet. Alright. Anyway, this thing that the Bach mentions is considered by everybody, by the Taz and the Shach, I mean, because they have a raya from the Gemara in Psochim, that when it's Dova Muet, then it's not even Mavliya Kedimitile. It's only Mavliya Kedikrit. It's only Mavliya Kedikrit. Alright. Now, Sifches. Im nofal litano panich, gvino afilu lach, v'chein gvino chamo, bikoras boso basiemo in eisir elo kedeklipe. Now, im nofal litano panich, pire de shach, siflamet veis. Pire shenofal al panich chamo, gvino, afilo lacho, sagali panich, biklip, velidomed li kamon simen kufei, di isa shenofal al heta cham tzoloch nitilo, di indera gvino li nokis kolkach, riv, bishem ri, vinkein hagvino atzmo tzoloch nitilo, hagvino atzmo tzoloch nitilo. So, So he says, now the Taz says, Litano Panish Pirikoro Shoboso. Dainishimbo Mach Shoboso Hanikro Panich. Oh, in a say allocated clipping. They should the sift design task. They shom rated. Lidomoli Bosal is a ship design. The can like a doctor is a kine, Rakshimuna Halel. We sue the shom yish the pomishum and corish all of. We in Nikia or Shahita we have a time abom and a mamish machine keep it called King Kosabisios. So the reason is why it only asks the clipe, not the tile. After all, the general rule is that ham be rated. Asks the tile. Until and here only can clip it, so he says, why they in their given only conis kolka? They in their given only conis kolka. So that's the reason. So it cannot be nivrak in any kile. So mele the shach says that's only ligabe. The Gvino. So the Gvino was not Belea. So he says. So Shinofal Panish Hamo, Gvino Afilache Sagoli Panish Biklipe. But the Gvino Atzmo is so nitil. Now, Bishlu Dvashbi Mahveshel Boso. Bishvu Dvashbi Mahveshel Boso Basyem. Viriku Ham Bikoroshal Holov Basyem. Mutter Mishim Davanesin Tamban is in Tam detail. Now, if he had the machvesh al bosa, and in that frying pan, so he was mevashel, in that machvesh, in that pan, he was mevashel dvash. And then, so memele, that dvash has a derivative tam of bosa, because the bosa gives tam in the machvesh, and the machvesh gives tam in the dvash. So then he emptied it out in the korosh al cholov, basyeimo. So he muter. Why? Mishum da venesin tam, banesin tam, de teire. So that is certainly true according to the Mechabas Psak, because the Mechabas Psak is like the Shita of Rashi and Chum and Rav Netam de Riazokain, that even Dogim Shinis Bashel Migderosh al Bosori, Mutalach and Mekusach. But this could also accord with the Psak of the Ramo. So he passes Dogim Shinis Bashel Migderosh al Bosori, also Lach and Mekusach. But Dogim Shalom Mikorosh al Bosori, Mutter. And here it's Mikorosh al Bosori. Except that we did bishlu dvash b'machvesh al boso, and then he is very cool ham b'korosh al cholov basyoimo. Some mele, so it is muter. So there couldn't be bli meruv. All right, now. Now turn to the tour. Simen Tzadikei. Dogim reitchim miyad le'achar shel silko meneish shenosnom bikorot inene shel boso oi shadogim tzeninim v'akor risachas muta le'ochlom b'cholo. Because it's not banat. That's it. Avol im nizbashlo b'gdero shel boso yesh le'ostchom le'ochlom b'cholo. Who shita is that? That's the shita of the Rivon. And the Rivon mentions that in the name of Rashi. But that's only the Rashi that the Rivon heard. But the Rashi and the Anchum is to the contrary. So he says, "V'Rashi matir afilu shenizbash lo b'deiro shel boso," because Rashi and Anchum is just the opposite of the shita of the Rivon. Elohim kenizbash lo im abosa ba'atzmei. So then it's not banat. Then it's the primary tam of boso. Ubal atrumei. So then, but then there is a third shita. The bal atrumei is in the smart. Ubalatum it's matter is bashlo veisa benitzlo, shekim shenitzlo blemayim kiblutam boso mikra kele, viosa blochlom bicholo, vilozoiski madin obeorosal. So the two mentions three shittes, the shit of the balatum on the smack is that it all depends. If it's nis bashlo, bigdeo shal boso, so then we have three nadbanats, so that is muta. But if it is nitzlu, so then we have two nadbanat, so it is also. Viloze hiskim adini ovi orozal, vikosav, hiro kisoy dogim shiniz bashlo b'gdeiro shal boso, mutal ochlom b'chol ov. Rak shal iso, hagdeiro richutso yofo, shal hoyo shum, shum, shum endovik po. So how many nadbanat do we have? We have Three nagmanats. Nisim tamba, nisim tamba, nisim tam. The boso gave it tam in the gdeire. The gdeire gave it tam in the mayim. And the mayim gave it tam. And the mayim gave it tam in the gdeire. I'm sorry. And the mayim gave it tam in the fish. And the mayim gave it tam in the fish. So the fish represents the second derivative. Three nagmanats. That's the second derivative. Two nagmanats, that's the first derivative of boso. But the fish is the second derivative. Is the second derivative. The boso gave it tam in the gdeir and the mayim the fish. The mayim the fish. All right. Avolim needs lubichlishal boso. So it's only two nagmanats, only one derivative. So also lochlim bechalof. Vichini tera rambam. כשנזבשלו שכוסף, כל שאוכלו בבוסור ובשל בדוגים, מותר לא אוכלו מחולוף. דוגים שצלויים מהבוסור או שלא אוכלו מהחולוף. ואני מבין לא מוקוסף שצלויים מהבוסור או שלא אוכלו מחולוף, דו הדינם הם מבושולים ממי. שערלי היטיר אלו כשנזבשלו בכל של בוסור. ואם בוא לאחלו בצלי, לייק דשיטס הראש, אם כי לא מוקוסף מהבוסור, אפילו בלוי בוסור נעמי בכלי של בוסור עושה. So he's asking on the Roshna Rambam. The Roshna Rambam is, כל שאוכלו בבוסור ובשלו בדוגים. מותר לאוכלו בחולוף. כל שאוכלו בו בוסו ובישלו בו דוגים, מותר לאוכלו בחולוף. דוגים שצלויים עם הבוסו, אוסו לאוכלו עם החולוף. So he says only דוגים שצלויים עם הבוסו. If the דוגים were ממש fried together in the same pot, boiled together, fried together, in the same pot with בוסו. But if it wasn't fried, boiled together in the same pot, I mean at the same time, but in the same pot, but at different times, in the clean pot, then it's muta. So in other words, the Shittas HaRambam is not like the smack and the Tzivra Trum and the Rosh. That even two Nadbanats are also muta. So Memele, why does he have to say Dogim Shetzluim Abosor Oso Loichlon? So he could have said, so when he says Shetzluim Abosor, it doesn't mean Shetzluim Abosor, that the same frying pan was used, but at different times. He means that mamish, at the same time, he boiled meat and fish at the same time. So then it's also there. So why only if he boiled, if he cooked in water, fish and meat at the same time? So it's also osa. So it's also osa lochum mikusa. That's the kasha of the two and Roshna Ram. So he says, "We name even no more because it's Louis Mabosos Lochum Holo. Gladinam Visholni may. Shall we tell Kishnis Bashal because of Bosso? Vim Bol Hachme Bitsli, like the sheet of the Balatrumo, Im Kilos of Kosov in Mabosso, after Bloy Bossoname, Bihli shall Bosso, she should say, Bihli shall Bosso. Bihli shall Bosso. So, in other words, so the Rambam can be explained in two ways. That when the Rambam says, Dogim Shetzluim in Mabosso, also Lochlon Macholov, that the Rambam doesn't mean Shetzluim Mabosso, Mamish at the same time. He fried, he boiled fish and meat together in the same pan, the same boil. No, that certainly is also. But it means even at different times, but in the same frying pan. In other words, so the Shittas HaRambam is like the Shittas of the Rosh. And the Balatrum on the smack, the two Nadbanats are Roser, three Nadbanats are Mut. Or, other way of explaining it is, that when the Rambam says, Dogim Shetzluim Abosor Osor Ochlon, he doesn't mean that it's Roser even if it's at different times. No, only if it is at the same time. The same time. But if at the same time, so even is Bashu, say Nachanam, Lavdavke. Lavdavke. So in the Rambam can be explained in two ways. Either that when the Rambam says, Dogim Shetzluim in Abosso, also Luochl Macholov, so Tzluim in Abosso doesn't mean at the same time in Abosso. He means that it was Nitzle in the same frying pan, in the same broiler, in which before, let's say half an hour before, Bosso was boiled. So it's not Banat. And two Nadbanats. So it's also Masha'inkin is Bashlu. Masha'inkin is Bashlu. So it's Muta because it's three Nadbanats. So if we say this explanation, the Rambam, so the Shittas HaRambam is like the smack and Sivat Rumo and the Rosh. But if we explain, we understand the Rambam, Shesruim Laboso means not in the same boiler as Boso was boiled, but Mamish at the same time. So, but if it's not at the same time, then, but in the same boiler, then it's Muter. So then the Shita of the Rambam is like Rashi and Chum and Rabnetam de Riazokin. So, but when it's Nitzle Mamish in Boso, then it's not Banat. It's one is in tam. It's mamish mevashil bosor udogi. So not only tsluin abosor, but nizbashil abosor also. So then it's lavdavki tsluin abosor. So even nizbashil. All right. Korish abosor sheroch hatzu eiso biyeir ochil eves. That's the machlekes reshein. Teis veshite itzos. And the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rashba say it's mut. And the whole Teisu says it's also for two reasons. Korish al boso sheroch to eisu bihir o chileves vihi aleish o yafilein aleish v'amayim chamim sheyad nichmez behem kosa v'sivar trumo im ha-koris v'ayir o shlim ne yeimon hakel oser like Teisu afilu o yakoris m'kunochis yofis sheyin shum en dobuk behem avul imin ha-yir o bas yeimon muter ובלבד שיהיו הקוריס מקונוכיס יופיס שאין שומן דבוקו בהן שאין שומן דבוקו בהן ועדיני עובר ראש זל זה לא יפה איזה שיטי ועדיין ראש שיטי יז ועדיני עובר ראש זל מתיר אפילו עם שני אמבסי אימון וכוסב אומנם יש לוחוש לפיך שמדיחית דיח עם קוריס נשארה שומן ממה שאוכלו בהן Dobu Bohen, Vinoga Biero, Vinesra Yero Mamoshes Aboso, Shenich Nasbo, Vihakeloser, Vilkach, Ein Hilkach Hibne Konkli Rosh, Ein Lehatir, Acheyem Ruborli, Shalohoyo Shum Shumen Dovigbo. Shumen Dovigbo. Now then the Tor says, Imanichim Klishiyesh Bekusach, it's a Kusach is a certain kind of a. Tafshil that was made with milk in it. It was a certain kind of a pie or something like that. So it had milk. A manichin kli sheyesh bikuseach etzel kli sheyesh bimelech. Why? Because since it has milk or cheese, and if you put it near a kele that has melech, so mimele that piece of kuseach comes from the kuseach. And the kuseach have gvino as an ingredient or milk as an ingredient, so memele, so they could fall into the melach, and that melach is used for salting meat. So then, in effect, he will be salting meat with melach that has mixed with it particles of milk of cheese. Alright. Avu mutalani chitzel kli sheyesh bechemetz, because then there is no mich. Mutar laniach kli sheyesh becholov eitzel kli sheyesh bebosor, because it's not likely that one will spill into the other. All right. Dogim ubeitzo shenizbash lo deo shel boso imutar lo ochle migvin. Now, sin and tzadikhev. Dogim shenizbash lo yishenitzlo migdeo shel boso richutzo yofo שאין שום שומן דובוק בו. מוטה לאוכלון בקוסך, בשם דאבה ניסן טעם וניסן טעם דתאיר. תגידו ציפסקנס לקרם לטעם דר יעזור כאין אין דרשי יחוב. תתו ניסן טעם וניסן טעם, תו נעד בנעד, איבם ובלי אמירו באיז מוטה. שדאבה ניסן טעם וניסן טעם דתאיר. ואם לא יצאו לחוץ היופו, אם יש ממש על פי הגדי רואי, שמחת בשישים, בדוג מוסו לחום בקוסך. So then it's not not בנת. ביצו שנזבש לו במים, בגדי רוחי לבס. מוטלו סייסי סו בשיחת הנגלס. אפילו לך תחילה. So if a ביצו was נזבשל in a מלחי גקלה. So what's the status of that bait? The milk gave it tam in the gdeire, and then the gdeire gave it tam in the bait. So it's a secondary, so that beitzon represents a derivative tam of milk. So you can put this beitzon that represents a secondary tam of milk into Tanagilis, which is boso. That's in line with which ite, with the shite of Rashi and Chul, Rabbi Tam de Riazoke, that even a bleed mure of nat banat is mutalochlom bikusech. So now a bleed mure of nat banat of boso is mutalochlom bikusech, and a bleed mure of nat banat of cholov is mutalochlom biboso. So that's it. Avolin is bashlo, bigdehoi in boso, but suppose the beitzo was cooked together with meat at the same time, then it's not, then it represents the primary tam of boso. So the boso directly gave a tam of boso in the beitzo. It's not a derivative tam of boso. The beitzo represents the primary tam of boso. So then naturally, if I feel a bit lipo, even though the bishul took place while the egg had a shell on it, so also lochlo because the tam can penetrate even through the shell. So that's the shita of Rashi and Chum, Rabbi Tam de Riazokim. So then Rambam says, V'yeish machmirim bitzliu bishles and isn't tam, ban isn't tam. Rivon bishim Rashi, uro uchlala medalet. Hei v'amot chevi ozavua. V'amin igles alachat chile. Uvideved muta becholin. V'idavke le'echel im cholo v'abosar atzmei. Even though there are more paskins like the Ravon, that you are not allowed to eat fish that was cooked in a fleishi kepah together with milk, but to put fish that was cooked in a fleishi kepah in a milchi plate, that you are allowed. V'chein im lo nizbashlo o nizlo tchilo rakol u'pichlui shal boso. So it's gemorah meforeshes mutaloch l'mchol v'atzmei v'chein lehefer v'chein im lo yakli shenizbashlo o nizlo boi livgam shal hoyo ben yeimei le'agin het l'chat tchile loch l'mamin ha'sheini. So that's the psak of the Ramor. Now the psak of the Mechaber is that even if fish was cooked in a fleishike party, bas yeimei, you're allowed to eat it with butter. That's the shita of the pachab. The psak of the Ramoy is that if fish was cooked in a milchike party, a fleishike party, bas yeimei, you're not allowed to eat it with butter. But suppose he cooked the fish in a fleishike party that had not been used for fleishiks for 24 hours. On Sunday, he used the pot for fleishiks. But on Tuesday, he cooked fish in that pot. So then, even according to the Psak of the Ramor, you're allowed to eat that fish with butter. Many times, the child comes up, applesauce is cooked in a fleishik pot that was not used for fleishiks for more than 24 hours. So we pass that it's all right to eat that applesauce with a piece of bread with butter. Because if it's not banat, the etere, even obli egmure, and also nisim tam levgam, so then the psak of the Ramor is also likule, and we pass. There is one who is machmir. That's the shita of the marshal. He is the biggest machmir. And the marshal is machmir that even fish or applesauce was cooked in a fleishike keile that is not in the egg, you're not allowed to eat it with butter. But we don't pass. We are not cheshish for the sheet of the mashal. All right. V'chol ze kishamachol eini dover chav. So that's the moke of that gemore. That gemore kuf yudale from the base, the second line from the end of the omet. Oma cheskim shol abayil, chesed dogom shol bikorom utaluchum mikusach. Tzonu shechot chibisak, in shechot abobosor, already reddish that was cut with the flesh kenai, also luchum mikusach, a reddish. Why a reddish? Because, so there are two pshotim in Rashi. One pshat in Rashi is that it only has reference to stam sakin, that has shumen, boso, kol shalponov. But if we know that the sakin shal boso is spotless clean, so then it's mut aloch lemikusich. So according to that pshat, this whole aloche, that idovacharif, so that ligabe idovacharif, we do not apply the din of nat banat, has no mocker in the Gemara. But then there is another pshat, and many rishonim agree with the other rosh that Abaye's din has reference even to a case where we know that the sakin is a spotless clean sakin. We know that the sakin is a spotless clean sakin. So still, it is also loch lemikuseh. So then the question arises, if it's also loch lemikuseh, why should it be also loch lemikuseh? It should be not banadet here. The boso give it time in the sack, in the interior of the sack. And then the sacking was mafleet, the particles, the minute particles, into the reddish. So when the sacking is mafleet, the minute particles into the reddish, so then it's an instant time, but it's in time of boso. Why should it be osea? The answer is, since it was mavlit, it was mavliya, into the reddish, that is the Dovacharif has the potential, has the capacity of reviving the whole strength of the tam. Because what's the whole reason as to why? Nisin tam ba nisin tam. The theory is muta. Because if it's a derivative tam, so then the tam is very faint. So when is it very faint? If it wasn't absorbed by something that is very sharp. But if it was absorbed by a reddish, by the vacharif, then it's not faint. So that's the mokeh. So that mokeh is only if we accept what, if we explain it according to one loshon in Rashi. If we explain it that Abaye's din is reference to stam sakin that is a shumen kosh, so then we have no mokia for that. So this is the aloha. V'chol zeh kishamach lidov acharif, avu moyidov acharif, kishabish ludorim charifim b'chli shal boso, afu leinu b'yemei, and according to one pshat of Rishonim. So this aloha, a member of Abaye has reference even to a sakin that is spotless clean. And even if we know that it wasn't used for boso for a long time, for more than 24 hours. Why? Because according to one pshat of Rishonim, Dovacharif has two capacities. First of all, it has the capacity of maintaining, preserving the strength of the tam, that it shouldn't become reduced to a minimum as a result of being a derivative tam. And then a dovacharif has the capacity of being mashbiach a year to four tampok. So even though that the debris of the boso, the particles of boso, have been latent in the interior of the sakin for more than 24 hours, and because of that they acquired the tam pogum, but the fact that they were incorporated into a dovacharif, into a reddish, the dovacharif, the reddish, has the effect of being mashbiach the heretofore tam pogum. So this is the mokeh. Of course, it's not true according to all the rishonim, because only some rishonim say that this din of Abaye, of tzonu shechotro b'sakin shechotro b'boso, also lechum b'chkutzeach, has reference even to a spotless clean sakin, and even if it's a sakin she'ine b'yeim. And still it's also lechum b'chkutzeach. So then, according to that pshat of Rishonim, so we have to say that Dovacharif has the capacity, number one, of maintaining the strength of the tam boso intact. It shouldn't be kolish as a result of going through stages of being reduced into a derivative tam, and it also has the capacity of being mashbiach the heretofore tampon, This is what Rambam says. V'chol ze kishamachol. Now that will be discussed in more detail in Siman Tzadik Vov. All right. V'chol ze kishamachol in dovachavi. Avu dovachavi kishibishol dovachavim bichlishol boso afleini ben yeime. Oy shedochu tavlo bimoduch shol boso imochlo bicholov. Einzer Afim und Bidiebet. Adi Ike Samer. Neged Abosor Abolu Abohem. Und mit Kol Mokei, wo im Mikra Machl Dovacharit, Mishumah Tavlin Shebei, Rakim und Kulei Dovacharit. Wie Rubik Ike Kulei. That doesn't mean that if something, a certain Tavshir, has a little bit, 1%, let's say, of garlic, so it doesn't mean that the whole Tavshir is able, you know, to be mashbiach, to hear to four tam pogum into a tam shubach, or to preserve the strength of the tam boso so that it shouldn't become faint, niklesh, as a result of going through stages of being just a derivative tam of boso. Only if it is kuli davacharit or rubi davacharit, but if you have just a little bit of it, a small fraction of it is Charif, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. All right, now. Koroshel boso, shutrubiyei rochil eves, bichamim shayatzel eres ben, afilu shneim neyeimon, muta mishnav, nesin tam, nesin tam, de tere. So, he paskens like the Rosh, and the Ramban, and the Rajba, not like Teisves, not like the Sivrat Trumo, vihushim aboril ishlo yosham shumen dobik ben. ואם הוא שומן דובק באמצע, או שמה עם סמר כנגד מה מושס, שומן שעל פי הקורום. ויש עשרי, אפילו אין מין שומן דובק בהם. תור בשם סבא תרומה, הוא שיטה איזה טייסווס? טייסווס שיטה, איכון דאב, קופיות ואיץ. And טייסווס has two explanations. One time, as to why it's also there. Because it's very likely that the Koreis, the Karish of Boso, that were rinsed in the Yero, Chileves, on fire, I mean, in the fire, in the Klerishin, so absorb directly the Tam Cholov from the Yero Chileves, not through the medium of Cholov. And the second motion is, because two Nat Banats, at the same time, take effect. Do not banat at the same time take effect. Alright. The Yeshe is Rimaful and Shuman Dovak Ben Elohim Kinech Nakeli Menom Neyemon Miblias Perish Vyosko Akeli Mutovim Vamayim Neyagim Benisa Lechatril. So, in other words, so the Ramo is Paschus like Teisves, but he Paschus like Teisves only if both are Bneyemon. If the Fleishke dishes are Bneyemon, and the milchike kettle is a b'yeimon. But suppose one of the two is an ein b'yeimon, so then, even according to Teisves, it's mutar. So the Ramah says a chumra, that even if one of the things is an ein b'yeimon, for example, you put fleishike dishes in a milchike kettle, that is a klerishin, to rinse them, clean. I mean, we're not talking now of grease. Greece, so then no shayla. I mean, clean. So, clean fleishige dishes you dumped in a milchige kettle. A clean milchige kettle. A clearish. And the milchige kettle was not used for milk for more than 24 hours. So then everything is muta. But still, the water in that kettle you shouldn't drink. Why not? After all, it's the water represents a nesin tam, ba nesin tam, and tam pogum also. So why should it be osir? The answer is, so they explain it. Va'mayim neyag menisa lechatchile, de hoil veine machol elo mayim greide havik lechatchile, va'aschino, hoil ubalu amisa pogum. So in other words, this Ramah is really collaborative of the pshat of the Orach HaShulchan in the Mechaber. Now, the Shach is Masik and the Mechaber, in and the Mechaber's din in Siman Tzadik Dalet Tzifei, where he says in Bishlo Ma'im Midir Chadoshim Vitoch Vubokav Chilebes V'akach Chozru Bishlo Bomaim Pam Acheres Vitoch Vubokav Shel Boso Ushtei Akapis Oyu Bneyeimon Uvshimechon Ma'apon Melohoi Bomaim Shishi Mosul Ishtam Midir Oyu Boso Lecholo. So the Shach is Masik. Why should it be Oseh? Here it's not two Nadbanats, it's three Nadbanats. It's three Nadbanats. Because the milk, the first time when it's thrust in milk a spoon, so the milk gave a time in the spoon, and then the spoon in the mayim, and then the mayim in the gdeiro, so it's already three Nadbanats. Then it spilled out that mayim, and they filled it up with other mayim. So you already have. So before he spilled out that mayim and filled it up with other mayim, and then someone thrust a fleishig spoon. So before all that was done, before the second stage took place, so it already, so this gdeiro represented three nadmanats: the milk into the calf, and the calf into the mayim into the gdeiro. So according to everybody, it's mutar from Nadbanats. So how does the Orchai? So the Shach is Masik. But if the Shach says, since it's impossible to use it for both, so he must choose. He must set it aside for one of the two. So the Mela, we don't toss a coin. We don't decide it arbitrarily. But it has to be set aside to be used for that which was used less. Less. And since in the specific case mentioned, so what was thrust less? Kafshol boso, so it should be set aside for boso. So the Shach is chilek. But how does our Hashulchan explain it? Our Hashulchan explains it on the basis of the premise that where there is no element of the Eved, if it's 100% lechatchile, then three nadbanats are osea, and even four nadbanats are osea. So the only reason as to why three nadbanats are mutea is because there is also an element, let's say, the balatrumo and the smack and the rosh, so they say dogim shenis bashlu shenitzlo b'gdei rosh shel boso. So also lochem mikusar dogim shenis bashlu b'gdei rosh shel boso muter. Why? Because there we have three nadbanats: the boso in the gdeira in the mayim, and the mayim in the fish. So why? Because there is also an element of the eved. After all, he is always accustomed to eat fish with butter, with milk. So in other words, he will not enjoy it. So there is a certain inconvenience. So that is also an element of the Eved. Mashenkin, where there is no element of the Eved, here it's a new pot, brand new pot. And the every reasonable person needs special pots that would be neither fleishig nor milchig. So Memele, what kind of inconvenience is it for him? So it's 100% lechatrile, 100% lechatrile, so even three nadbanats are also. That's the pshat. So Memele, this Ramor, and we said at that time, yesterday we said, that it's mashma from the Lashon of the Ramo, that he agrees with the pshat of the Orach HaShulchan Mechaber. Because he says, immediately afterwards, miyu imovar ubishl b'bosar cholov mutar, davin isn't tam, and isn't tam, because the heaven is certainly mutar. It's only osar because of l'chatchile. Because it's 100% l'chatchile. So the Meile here, he says, if, let's say, you had a milchike kettle, that wasn't used for a number of days, and then you put fleishke dishes, clean fleishke dishes in them, so the dishes are muter, the kettle is muter. Say it's three nadbanats. Who cares how many nadbanats you have? If you have no element of the Eved, so even three nadbanats is osea. And even if it's not only three nadbanats, even though it's tampor, but where it's 100% lechatchile, so we shouldn't do it. This is what he says. Ma'amayim neigim b'yisa lechatchile. So Sif Yudalet Neshach says the hoyu v'inemachal elo ma'ayim grei dehavik lechatchile. Vasrinon, hoyu bolua misa pogum, even though it's pogum plus nadbanat, but still a chatchile. Alright. Avolim shneim neyimon, But that's only a chumre. That's not mikra ledine. That's not mikra ledine. Why isn't it mikra ledine? After all, over there, when it's 100% lechatchile, it's 100% lechatchile, so it's also mikra ledine. The answer is, here it's not even considered that or not. Because suppose the milk kettle had not been in any beyemo, it had been a beyemo, then Ramon Paskins like this, that it's also, for whatever reason, either because of the possibility. So I mean, he is Nachayach. I mean, let's say the second question. So the second question, because there is Bibasachas, there is a synthesis of two sets of Nadbanats. So it's two sets of Nadbanats. So the only reason as to why Mikra didn't eat Smuter is because one is a Tampogum. So since Tampogum is also Lachatrile, so mainly here, we also are made less Lachatrile, even though it's a combination of Nadbanat and Tampogum. Because by Tampogum by itself, if it hadn't been Nadbanat, if it had been just the primary Tam of Bosab Cholov, not the secondary Tam of Bosab Cholov, Tampogum, then it's certainly not lachatchile. That's the poshut, that one is not allowed to cook in a milk in a fleishike keila that is not beyim, even if it hadn't been used for a long time. So maybe here too, even though it's tampogum, so neigim is lachatchile. All right, avu im shneim neyimon veitiachisom biyachad bichlerishe hakolos veoche neyagim veilishanis. So if Shneim have Neyemon, and even if both types of Kelim are spotless clean, so they become also. Needless to mention, if one of the Kelim is greased. But, so the Ramo is a big mach. But then you'll see that Ramo is becoming a big makel again. V'daf keshe utro b'yachad, u'v'chlirish avrim utro ze'ach hazeh, oy b'chlir sheini, afil b'yachad, hakil shore. Now this cannot... So it's even a clarition, so it's muter. So that cannot be used as a basis for being matir to use a dishwasher for fleishiks and milchiks, because that has nothing to do with that. And if there are any rabbis who are matir, so they just didn't understand what the Ramo says. The Ramo has reference to a case where the milchike dishes and the fleishike yeho, or vice versa, were spotless clean. So then he says, v'davke shehutcho biyachad v'klilish, avol mihutcho ze'ach hazeh. So even in the klilish, but not at the same time. So hakel shor. True. Enoch name, if you wash spotless fleishike dishes in the dishwasher, and then you'll take in the same dishwasher spotless milchige dishes, so then even that is not the proper thing lechatchile. But there it is muter. But when you take grease dishes, so first you washed greased fleishige dishes in the dishwasher, and then you wash greased milchige dishes, so then it comes also the evet. Then there is no shaila that it comes also the evet. All right, now, but there is one piece in the Ramo at the end of this Agoye that is very, very strange. But even that cannot be used as a basis for using the same dishwasher for fleishige dishes and milchige dishes. Then he says, V'miro miklirishen shel bosom al klicholov dinei kliklirishen v'yesei rimhoyo b'nyen avo, so he says, now, here, so the Ramon, now the Ramon mentions a chumre that the shach is chayek. Imiro miklirishin shel bosor. Now we are dealing with clean dishes, spotless clean. So suppose you had a klirishin shel bosor, a fleishike pot that is spotless clean, and then water boiled in it, a klirishin. Then you have a spotless clean milchike keil. And then he took that the water that boiled in the fleishike keile, in the clean fleishike keile, from the klirishin, and he poured it upon the milchike keile. So the Ramo says that the fleishike, the milchike keile, upon which it was poured, becomes us, even though they're both clean. Now this we have to understand. Why is it osa? Why is it osa? Why is it osa? Now let's say, this is a flesh detail. Why do I have to make this flesh detail? I can make the handkerchief in flesh detail. It's better. All right. So this is a flesh detail, a clean flesh detail. And this is a milk detail, a clean milk detail. I boiled water in the flesh detail. And then I took it off from the fire and I stored pouring upon the clean milk detail. So the milk detail becomes us. Now, why should it be osa? Now, of course, according to the Shita of the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashbo, so even if you rinse clean fleshike dishes in a spotless clean milchike yero, so it doesn't become osa. And fire, salach es kamo v'chamo when it's here from the Berish, not Berish mamish. But of course, the Ramo has to be explained according to the Shita of Tesis, because the Ramo passes like Tesis. But even according to Teisves, so why should it be osa? Now Teisves asers, where you rinse clean milchike fleshike dishes in a fleshike yeil, in a clean fleshike yeil. So two reasons. One reason is because the fleshike dishes come in contact with the milchike yeil, so there is a direct transfer of boso, of particles of boso, from the of cholov, from the milk keiro into the flesh dishes, there is a direct transfer. Now, according to that lashon, that's the first lashon tesis. Can it have application here? That the first lashon tesis can only have application when there is contact. But here there is no contact. He holds in his hand the fleshike part and pours it upon the milchke. It doesn't come in contact with the milchke part. So how can it become osa? So in other words, according to Tesis first lashon, this should certainly be muta. This certainly should be muta. So according to Tesis first lashon, if you boiled water in a clean flesh kekele, a basyeima, and then you took it off the fire and you poured the water on a clean milk kekele, so the milk kekele should become muta. Should be muta. The flesh kekele, I mean, goes without saying. I mean, how can that become osa? So even the milk kekele, upon which you poured water from the clearition of the flesh kekele, should be muta. How about the second question? How about the second question? The second question takes this is that the reason is why in the case where you rinse. A fleshike dishes in a milchike yeiro, in a klirish. So it's osa because two things happen. Because the fleshike keile is peleit into the mayim, and the milchike keile is also peleit into the mayim, and at the same time, so maybe it's osa. So how about the second lashon tesis? Does it have application to the case when you pour from a fleshike klirishin into a milchike keile? Or not? Now that depends. How yesterday I said that the second lashon tesis can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining the second lashon tesis is that the reason as to why it's also, according to the second lashon tesis, to rinse clean fleshike dishes in a clean milchike yeiro, clean milchike yeiro, and it's also the evet, is because it's bibasachas, because you have fleshike dishes. So what happened to these dishes? Fleshike parts, why should I mention dishes? Dishes can be confused with something that is used in a cliché, but let's say clean fleshike parts. So the meat gave a tam in the pot. And then now, when you rinse them inside the big milchike kettle that is full with water, so the pot gives is peleit into the mayim. And at the same time, so the milk that gave a tam in the milchike yeil So he's now Pelet, minute particles or droplets, invisible particles, invisible droplets into the Mayim at the same time. So in other words, so the secondary time of Boso is not able to have an opportunity to enjoy autonomous existence as a derivative time of Boso without being given for one moment combined with derivative time of Chol, and vice versa. And conversely, the derivative time of Cholov from the Yero does not get an opportunity to exist for one moment as a derivative time of Cholov unassociated, ununited, uncoupled with the derivative time of Boso. In other words, the moment the secondary time of Boso comes out, it unites with the secondary time of Cholov. The moment the secondary time of Cholov comes out, it unites to the secondary time of Boso. It does not enjoy any individual existence. So if we explain it that way, so then it has no application to the case when you are Me'are from a flesh kekele, from an antu a milch kekele. Because then it does have individual existence. But there is another. So the Shach is masik on this din of the Ramo. And this Chumra of the Ramo, that the Ramo says, the Ramo v'imiro, miklirishin shel boso, al tricholo, dinei klirishin, v'yeiser v'imoyo b'yeimei, so the Shach is masik. Now, the Shach, you'll find, the Asog of the Shach and this Ramo, you'll find not in the Shach and this Ramo, but in the Shach and the previous Ramo. Now, you'll find it in Simen Tzadik Hei, Siv Hei, in the Shach. Now, so that Shach has reference to the Ramo, where the Ramo says, Vidav kelechel mcholov abosar atzmi, avolit non bichli shalem utal chatre. Now, Siv Hei, in the Shach. וכי רמש בד אפילו ליתון דרך חיור מודע וכי אם כוסף ביסה והטע והטע וכי אם כוסף הבח בסעיף סיב דלת שדעס הרב לימוד על האריס בכלי שלהם אפילו חתכים אלו של קושה דארי כוסף בסעיף גימו דימירו בכלי ראשון של בוסו על כלי חול עובדים לכלי ראשון ואיסר מויה בימי ודרך הגודל אם עד כאן לקום על אדמה איך לימוד על האריס בכלי שלהם אבל רק לי עושה וצורך לי מה עד כאן למהיר אלו דימוד על איתנום ולא יהיה ומקום מוקם לימדינה צורך עקיב דהר בפוסק ועם חבא. Now this part of the Shach deals with the Ramo that we are discussing now. Of ימירו מכלי ראשי של בוסו על כלי חולוב דיני ככלי ראשי ואוי סייר עם הויו בין So he says, the Shach says as follows. ומכל מוכנה דיני צורך עיר, קים דהר בפוסק ועם חבא מכלולום, מעתיר אין אפילו בנסבשלו. ורב באגוי גופה מטה בדעבד, אם כן נראה דימירו מכלי ראשי של בוסו, על פי שכל עובדי שורה, contrary to the פסק of the Ramo, אם דאגוי אפסיב גימו. Why? דאהב את דעבד, ולא ידום אלי מי דאס חינון קורי של בוסו שאותך בירה חלבס, דאוסף שענה, כמו שכוסף הרם, דאס דה סקנד לושן תאיסס. Now I mean, that both לשיין is in תאיסס, not the first לושן, and the second לושן, he mentions both. כמו שכוס ורן, וזה לשני, גלמן לא ימלון של איסאו וקידס הבוסו פליץ החולוב בעצמו, שלא יהיו במצוא איסא מים, זה זה פרס לא של תזיס. הילקח לאבנת בנת, הילקח לדום לדום שנסבשלו, ואוי, זה זה סקנד לא של תזיס. דימאי נשארינו נת בנת, לאו משום ניסאו ושתם אורי שנסבשת בין אחד השלישי. דים כן אפילו בשור ניסאו נמנים ואוכה, למען דלס לכתיך לסן בילה. וענן לו שירינו נלבוס בחולו וחיי צבי, דעה ובייס ניסן טעם של היתר. הילקה דווקא כשהטעם שני עומד בהתר ולא יתארו וסחולו. So he spells it out the Shach. The reason as to why the second version tells us said that it's also because there the Tam Cholov, the relative Tam of Cholov was not given opportunity to enjoy autonomy. It did not exist for one moment by itself. But it always existed together with the nascent time of Boston. The nascent time of Cholov, the derivative time of Cholov, never for one moment had an autonomous existence uncoupled with the nisim tam, the derivative tam of bosphorus. So he says, Hilka dafke kishitam sheni yomad beheta. Beloy taru v'scholov amrin hoche. Avol kan she'atam ha'sheni loyomad bifnei atzmi klal. Elo tekev shebo leilo misare vitami shel cholov mistabre vade dosa. Uchidibri sefer ha'trumo. At kan l'sheni. So that's the second bosh. V'chol ze l'shayach. So l'shach, now l'shach. V'chol ze l'shayach b'iru. V'chein da'as ho'yisa v'heta. Di niro mitlevishin shel bosor al shel cholov muta. V'yafarav v'tiras chatoshom. Din yudveis kosav shekol dvorov nirle alochek di mitame elokim dumeli shalui noag lohokel b'chai kavne omnam b'efzed merube eli satzerech yishlis mechalof al kol chok shu matzos shikam b'chubes masid miyomim simen beis posakei v'koshe v'al machme v'zein al natmir v'ayim shom. So he mentioned, so the shach is masik and the ramos chumre. The ramo paskis here and the agoye gimel. He paskis that if someone is meare, bosa, famiklerishi. I'm not bosa, it was meare mayi. From a clerician of Bosa, from a Bosa de Kekele, a clerician, Mai, he was Meare, and a Klicholo. So then the Klicholo becomes Osea. So he says, no, he doesn't become Osea. Loi mi boye come the first Loshin Teisves, it's not Shayach, there is no contact. And even the come second Loshin, so it's only Shayach when it's Basachas. But here it's not Basachas. It's not Basachas. But, and then he mentions that Tereschatos also mentioned that. 2 days as to whether when you are me'arev from a klerishne fleshi kekele unto a milk kekele, whether it's also not, and the tereschatos mokim efsed merube is matia, the milk kekele. So, but shaloi mokim efsed merube, the tereschatos asas. Now, obviously, it has to be on the basis of the second wash of Teisves. It definitely could not be, this agoyis ramo could not be based on the first wash of Teisves. Because according to the first portion of Teisves, it's only Shayach when there is contact between the fleshke dishes and the milchike yero. Here there is no contact, he just pours from a fleshke kele onto a milchike. But how is it to be explained? Now look what the Gros says. V'yeisei os chofale. So he says, v'imiro mitklirishin shel bosor al picholov, gilei kiklirishin v'yeisei rimhoyo ben yeime, kitam ha'sheini shel Teisves. So what does the Gros say? That this psak of the Ramo is in line with the second Lashon thesis. With the second Lashon thesis. Now, according to the Shach says that it's not even in harmony with the second Lashon thesis. Why? Because the Shach explained the second Lashon thesis that why is it Osea? Because Nat Banat is only Muter only when the Nat Banat of Boso had an autonomous existence. Uncoupled with the Nadbanat of Cholov. But in this case, where you rinse Fleishike dishes in Milchike Yero, so then the Nadbanat of Boso does not have its own existence as a Nadbanat of Boso. And the Nadbanat of Cholov does not have its own individual existence. It's always in association with other Nadbanat. So in Mele, we cannot apply the Heter of Nadbanat. So in Mele, it's not, is there no application to Iyad. There's the Shach's explanation of the second one. But I said yesterday that it's possible to give another explanation in the second Lashon of Teisves. In other words, the second Lashon of Teisves is that dogim shenizbash b'day or now, let's assume, Teisves says that even according to Rav Netam and Riyaz Okin Shite, that dogim shenizbash b'day or shel boso is also mutaloch l'mikusech. So it's only dogim shenizbash b'day or shel boso. So then we have what? We have the derivative tam of boso. And the derivative tam of bosor is not nisbashel with cholov. It's just eaten together with cholov. Now, midraisa, one is allowed to make a sandwich of meat and cholov together and cheese together. So the chachomim ask about it. So the mele, dogim she nisbashlu bigdeiro shel bosor, mutaloch mikusech. Because that will involve bigzeire, two separate zeres. Number one, midraisa, it's muter. The raisa only answered the first time of Bosor with Cholov, not the secondary time of Bosor with Cholov. That certainly the Torah didn't answer. It goes without saying that Midraise, the secondary time of Bosor, is Muter to be cooked together with milk. There is no doubt that Midraise, let's say, suppose you cooked let's say, a fish in a fleischige cave. In a fleischige cave. And then you want, after you cooked fish in a fleischige cave, you want to recook it in milk, in another cave, in milk. Mit Reis it's certainly not. Right? Because when did the Torah ask the Rabishul only the first time, the primary time of Bosor, that is Nizbashel with Cholov, then the Torah asked. But the secondary time of Bosor, to be Nizbashel with Cholov, then the Torah didn't ask. So Mimele, then, so that's one drama. Then there is another Rabbanon, because it's not also Midraise to eat even a sandwich of meat and cheese, as long as the two were not Nizbashel together. So Mimele, Dogim Shen Nizbashel with the Oshel Bosor, we, in order to asare, to eat together with butter, with cheese, we have to resort to two gzeres. One gzere is that even though they were not nisbashel together, they're not nisbashel together, he just wants to eat the fish that was cooked in the fleischige pot with cheese. But they're not nisbashel together. We should asare. So that's one gzere. Then another gzere, that even though it's not the first time of bosor that is eaten together with cholov, but the derivative time of bosor that is eaten together with cholov, we should also answer it. So that's two gzeres. So it's gzere. So that we don't answer. So that's the reason as to why dogim shenizbashel b'deo shel bosor, Rav Netam de Riazokin, Rashi Chulin say, you can eat it with cholov. Because in order to answer it, to eat it with cholov, we have to establish two gzeres. One gzere, that even though it was not nizbashel together, it's still oser. Because midrash say, you are allowed to eat even a sandwich of salami and cheese because they are not cooked together. So we have to enact one rabbanon, and then we have to enact another rabbanon, because midraise, you are allowed to cook the derivative tam of bosor with cholov mamish. And here to asel it, even to eat it with cholov. So it involved like two gzeres. So it's gzere. Then the Chachomim didn't enact. Mashein came when you take clean fleishike pots and you rinse them in a gigantic milchike kettle on the fire. So then you are mamesh mivashel a secondary time of bosor with a secondary time of cholov. So it's not two gzeres. Over there, we have to resort to two gzeres. So it's like gzere. So gzere. But over here, you only resort to one gzere. One gzere, why not? So that's also. So, Mimele. Oh, so then you'll ask, but the Rambo said, Vidafke lechlim cholov abosar atzmei, avol litnom bichlishalem mutalechat chle. But litnom bichlishalem, so litnom bichlishalem is more lenient. The answer is no. Litnom bichlishalem doesn't mean bichlishalem in a klerishin, and it doesn't even mean in a aldeiru. This is what the Shach discussed in Sivei. L'chire mashma v'fil litnom derechiru muter. So we have to say no. Avo litnom bichlishalem mutal hatchilei means what? In a, let's say, if fish was cooked in a fleishike, pat, basyeimo, so you're not allowed to eat it with milk, but you can put it in a milchige plate. So the milchige plate is a klisheini. Milchige plate is a klisheini. And the Ramo doesn't agree with the shite of the marshal, that the double gush can be mavliya and maflit, even from a klisheini, just as mavliya and maflit from a klerishin. So that's why it's muta, but in a chaname, avolitnom bichlishalem a klerishin? No! And even aldiru not. This is what the Shach discusses in Sifei. So actually the Shach says, that when the Ramon says Avlit Mechlishalem Mutal Chathila, he doesn't mean Neklerishin, and he doesn't even mean Al Deiru of Neklerishin. He means Eklisheini, but in Neklerishin not, because Neklerishin that then you are mamish mivashel a derivative tam of bosor with derivative tam of cholov, and then you are going to eat it. So you eat it there bishul, Al De Bishul, but it was not bishul of a primary time of bosor with a primary time of cholov. It was a bishul of a secondary time of bosor with a second time of cholov. So it's one drabolon, drabolon asadet. Of course, when the rice here, okay, there. Teisa doesn't say that rinsing fleshke dishes in a milchike hero is in his rice. Son the Nisar Rabbanon. Son the Nisar Rabbanon. Right. So, Mimele, if we explain the second Lashon Tesis that way, then the Psak of the Ramor is alright. It is based upon the second Lashon Tesis. This is what the Birakro means. But that's the machlekes between the Rambo and the Shach. What's the pshat in the second Lashon Tesis? According to the Shach, the second Lashon Tesis is based upon the principle of Gito v'chatzir obo in Keachot. I'm using it as a milit. I don't mean that thing. But according to the Gro, and the Gro doesn't say it as his own pshat. He says it as pshat in the Rambo. According to the Rambo's pshat in the Lashon Tesis, so the whole din of not banat that there is muter, so it's only muter shaloi al di bishul, but al di bishul mamish is also, but only shaloi al di bishul, then it's like zero is zero, but al di bishul mamish it's also, so that's why it's also. All right, but we have a machleket between the Ramo and the Shach. Now, so this Ramo is a big chumre. Soon you'll see a terrific chumre of the Ramo. Avo. The second line. Avol imiro ma'im reitchim she'ino shel bosal v'loy shel cholov al kelim shel bosal v'shel cholov b'yachat v'afim shum en dovid b'hem hakel shor v'iniro kikrivishim mamesh she'yase she'akelim she'mare aleyem yivli uzem mize yivli uzem mize. So he says, but so first he mentioned the terrific chum that many poskim achim. The thief, you are my Aref, I'm a flesh, a kele, a flesh, my, upon a milk, a kele, so the milk, a kele becomes also. The Shach is massive. Then he mentions a terrific kule, against which only is a kele, a kele. But what's the terrific kule of this Ramo? So he says, the thief, you pour water, clean water, you pour clean water upon fleishike dishes and milchike dishes, so then neither the fleishike dishes nor the milchike dishes become osa. Then he says, v'afilu shumen dovuk bohem hakel shore deiniru kiklerishim mamish sheyase sheakilim shemara aleyem yivli uzemize yivli uzemize. So even if the keli are greased, so that means it's a terrific kule. I mean, that's a kule that many would appreciate if such a psak would be given to them. So they'll pay a good price for it. You have a machshir, they'll pay a good price for it. In other words, that if, let's say, you put, let's say, in the sink, you put, let's say, this is the sink, this table is the sink, and then, so this is a milchike spoon, a greased milchike spoon, and this is a greased fleishike spoon. Even if they are, let's say, even if you allow them to place them in the same sink without coming in contact with each other, so they'll also appreciate it. So then, and you turn on the hot faucet, and hot water will run on the fleishike dish and the milchike dish. So according to the Psak of the Ramo, even though the fleishike dish and the milchike dish are both greased, so it's still mutter. So if you pour, I mean, it sounds like a paradise, the Ramo, the two Ramos together, so they sound like a paradise. So one Ramo is a big mach, the second Ramo is a terrific make. If you take a water that was boiled in a flesh kekele, spotless clean flesh kekele, and you take that water and you pour it upon his spotless clean milchike kele, so then the milchike kele is muta. But if you put greased fleishike dish and greased milchike dish in the sink, and you turn on the hot water faucet, and you let water run on both the greased fleishike dish and the greased milchike dish, then both the fleishike dish and the milchike dish are both muta. I mean, even one who didn't learn, I mean, would understand that there is a certain inconsistency. In the first case, where the Ramo is machmir, so the fleishike kele is spotlessly, the milchike kele is spotlessly. And what did he do? They didn't even come in contact with each other. Nothing. But just because you poured for clean water, hot clean water, from a hot, frishike klirish, onto a milkike, spotless clean kale, even though it's cold, the milkike. But here is the vashel to the klipe, so maybe it asks it. So it asks it. And in this case, where you put fresh dishes, milk dishes, both greens, and you start pouring hot water, so both are milk. So, I mean, that's strange, it's paradoxical. And the shach is masik. He's masik on both dinim. And the first din where the ramo is a machmir, the shach is a meikil. We saw that in Sifei. And the second din where the ramo is a big meikil, the shach is a machmir. The shach is a machmir. So we have to understand this ramo. The iniru na sifra. The iniru ki kli achot mamsh. Kli rish mamsh. Sifra. Kosher. Kosher. Do mashma midivra rabba goye simen samaches sifyot the alidei the alidei iro the iro mevashal kli klipe v'chein kosa b'teras chatos. So he says, so how does he say here the iniru ki kli rish mamesh yase shakirim shemar aleim divru zemezim. Bitzol chlima, nisvir l'arab, dinei, di mivashal kedei klipe, shata negeles maflit mavliya, mikom lo kima kli, shehu koshe, eini beleya, dine maflit mavliya ke achas, bikli shehu koshe, ochen li yendine nire, kemi shekosa bagoy shari dure, simen un zay, bishay marash, umivire biter eschatashon, dinesu, dichim di kaimlon di yiru mivashal, וכמו שנזבויה בסימן קופי סיפקות מדלת, אם כי חושב כביש ומאמיש. So in other words, here is the question against the Ramo. How can the Ramo say that in this case, it's muter? How can it be muter? But the Ramo paskin that Iru is mevashel kede klipe. So here you had Iru. You had Iru. In Greece, Kaelin. So it certainly should be osir. It should be osir even if the Freshik and the Milchike Kaelin are both spotless clean. Allah has come with Hamo, they are both greased. So he says, so chlima, that the shita of the Ramo is that true that it's mivashal kedei klipe, so in other words, it's capable of being maflit and mavliya keachot. Keachot, but that's only in an echa, which is soft. So iru is capable of being mavliya and maflit keachot kedei klipe, in an echa, but in a keila not. Keila is very hard. So there, in order to be mafrit or to be mavliya, you must have klirish mamish, not iru from the klirish. So memele here, true. Here is the flesh kekele, here is the milk kekele. And there is iru. But it has to be absorbed into the interior of the kele. So the kele is very hard. So al diru, it cannot be absorbed. So even though they are both greased, and even though they are both in contact with each other, but they cannot, they can only be transferred on the surface as far as a transfer on the surface is concerned. So hadoche can remove any grease that is transferred on the surface, that is mutually transferred from one kele to another. But in order to be incorporated into the interior of the kele, which is hard, a kele that is hard, so you must have a klirish. Iru can only be mavliya and maflit into an eichel, but it cannot be maflit or even mavliya into a kele. So that's why it's moving. This is what he says. Alright. Vitzor ochlimes vila rav neidim vashel kasha kipilis mavliya mikol mot laklish yu koshay nebeleya. Now where does Ramo say that it's maflit mavliya kechot? In other words, if you poured, let's say, if you had a chicken, a tanagilis, and you held the tanagilis under the faucet, the hot faucet, and in order to make it easy, you know, to pluck out the feathers, so you put the tanagilis, the chicken, under the hot faucet. So then there are more paskins that it becomes osir. Why? Because they are, since the hot faucet, empties out water, empties out water. Famiklirishin, so mele that is mafleet dam from one spot in the chicken, in the tanigiles, and it's absorbed by another spot in the tanigiles. So it's pirish moch memoch in the dam. So mele becomes osa. So there it's a tanigiles, it's an eichel, it's relatively soft. But in order to be mavliya into a kele, into a dish, so here is incapable of doing it. Alright. We talk, when we speak about the name of Mavliya, we come back to the issue of Koshi Nibaleya. Then the Mavliya, Kahat Bichli, Shu Koshi, Ochli, Dine Nire, but that's the story of the Ramo, but it's not sound, he says. He's not right. Ochli, Dine Nire, Kim Shikos Mago, Shari Dure, Shimara, Shimu Viteres Hadashon, Dines, not like the Ramo. The Shach Paskos, not like the Ramo. If you let hot water for Setron, and flesh dishes and milk dishes, so it becomes osir, even if they are spotless clean. Allah has come with hamo, if they are grease. The next, so the king, the kind of dear Mavashok, and he's going to see me cafe, in Kehoshim Kishomame, Shimavia Fubikli, Rochel Muham, the Ramo, the Hai, Vago is Osher, Sivan is Hovim, Dafumando Akishin, Mavri, or Mafrit, in Swar the Halim Kli, Shekoswal, Mashikosvara, Chaim, Ken, Talagirish, and Bukhushani Azurim. That word, so the mode, so he says, the Mordechai says that according to the Rish, who holds Mishnah Sarishani, that Mishnah is Mavriya or Maflit, so one wanted to argue that even if we say Mishnah is Mavriya or Maflit, it's only Mavriya or Maflit in an Eichel, but in the Kehle not, so the Mordechai says no. If we assume like the Rishani, that Mishnah is Mavriya or Maflit, so then it can be Mavriya or Maflit even from a Kehle. So we see that Rishanim don't distinguish between an Eichel and a Kehle. So if something is capable of being Mavri or Mafrit in an Eichel, it's capable of being Mavri and Mafrit in a Kehle as well. Alright. Im King Coach, the mighty kind of Yerum Vashal, Vashal Afrikli, the Chaim Kosam Mashal, the Sibri Perko Aboso, Save Simon Samadale, the Zeli Shane, Heikoshio Mine, Reitma Kores, Tsrikli Dagdilisho, Moshiure Maiho, the Vishoiro Mafrit Mavriak Liklipe, Atkal Shane, Navarabitis Hadashon Kosam. So even though the Ramo here was Mekel, but in Teres Chatos, he was only Matir, Bimokim Efsed Merube. V'Yisaveheta Dihiti, and now, whose Shita is it? This Kula the Ramo. That's the Yisaveheta. V'Yisaveheta Dihiti, Rafu Lishum and Dobrik, Behem, Hayni Mishum, Deoz Litaim, Mei. But, what's the Shach? So the Shach is Masik and Ramo. The Shach is Masik and Ramo. So he says that the Ramo's Psaak is unsound. But, we cannot say that the Isav Heter is unsound, because the Isav Heter has his own peculiar shita. So even though he doesn't agree with the shita of the Isav Heter, but the Isav Heter's shita we can understand. Lishitose, he says, the Isav Heter the Iteraf Lishum and Dovik Bem, Hanim Shnos Litaim Disvil Adir and Mevashel and Mafrit, Umavli Afil Eklipe, Elo Belei Akir Eklipe Kedim Shemitzanenei, So that was the Isaveta that says that, because the Isaveta has his own peculiar shite. The Isaveta shite is that here from Klerishen has a din of Klerishen. It's not Mivashel at all. The Isaveta doesn't paskin as we paskin, like this shite, like the Ramitam shite, the Rishite, that here is Mivashel to the Klerishen. No, the Isaveta shite is that here is not Mivashel at all. As far as Bishul is concerned, so Yiru is not, it's like cliche, it's not Mavashel at all. It's not Mavliya and Maflit Keechod, even Kediklipe. But Mavliya by itself, it can be Kediklipe. But not by way of Bishul, but just Mavliya by itself. In other words, according to the Isav Heter, so Yiru of Iklerishin, of Ikeluach Sholei Nifsak, is analogous to Keluach HaNifsak according to us. Now, what is the status? Now, we discussed it in the Shach, in Simin Kufay. According to the Shach, what's the status of Kiluach HaNifsak? So Kiluach HaNifsak is not Mivashel altogether. And because of that, by Bosa Becholov, Kiluach HaNifsak is Mutar, even Chathila. If drops of milk, it's so split off from a Yero Shel Cholov, they split off, they didn't, and they spilled, and in a pot of meat, but they split off from the year of Cholov. In other words, it didn't come as part and parcel of the continuous jet of Cholov. But if it's a Luach HaNifzach, then it doesn't answer the person. But by showing so, it does answer. So this is what the Shach says, the Kulis HaKesef says in Simen Kufay. So we explained it. Because Yiru Shaloi Nifzach HaKeluach is Mivashal Kedikliti. Yiru Shenifzach HaKeluach is not Mivashal at all. And Mimele it's not even Mavliya or Mavlik. But Mavliya by itself, it can be. So it just can be Mavliya, but not Bishl. But not Mavliya and Mavli together. So since it's only capable of being Mavliya by itself, so according to the Isa Veheter, so Iru Shaloi Nifzach HaKeluach has the same status as according to the Shach of Nifzach HaKeluach. So according to the Isa Veheter, so Iru Shaloi Nifzach HaKeluach is like Lishemi. It's not Mavashal at all, and it's not Mavliya or Mavlik, but it's Mavliya in an Eichu, Kiriklipe. So in an Eichu it's Mavliya Kiriklipe, but in a Kela it's not Mavliya even Kiriklipe. So only if we say that Yiru is not Mivashal at all, then we can distinguish between Eichel and Kele. But if we say, but the Ramot passes, that Yiru is Mivashal Kineklipe, and that Yiru is Mavliya and Mavli, then it's not logical to distinguish between an Eichel and a Kele. So Mimele, he says that the Psak of the Ramot is unsound. Not like the Ramon. Mio, heiche dehemikim. But suppose they are spotless clean. So if one of them is greased, then it's certainly also. He is chelik hanamon. But suppose both are spotless clean. So when they are spotless clean, so then there is a machlekes between Teisves on one end and the Rosh on the other. If it's muter, when it's done in Klerishin, so in such a case, even though we pass like Teisves, that when it's done in Klerishin, it's osea, but if it is done al biiru from the hot water faucet, and fleishke kelim and milchke kelim, so then it is good. That we understand. So he says, Miu heichad eim nikim, vada yesh lahati amitam, nis nitam, vada nis nitam, uch di mashla midi le mashal, aval heichad ave kli shal yisea, vishaya be nis nitam, vada nis nitam, nire da filo nokios, nire da filo nokios. This is the shach. Now, so that means, now let's say, if fleishke kelim and milchke kelim that are greased, were washed, were rinsed in a dishwasher. So according to all the poskim except the Ramo, all the kelim, the fleishke kelim, and the milchke kelim are osa. Are osa. According to the Ramo, it's muta. According to the Ramo, it's muta. According to the Ramo, it's muta. Unless, now, so according to the Ramo, so it is muta. Why is it muter according to Ramo? Because Iru cannot be Mivashel, even Kiriklipe. It can only, so we have to say that Iru cannot even be Mivashel, cannot even be Mavliya in a Kele Kiriklipe. This is the way the Shach explains it. But he's masculine. But the Shach says that the Shit of the Ramo is that Iru is not Mivashel, can be Mavliya and Mavlit. Only in Eichu, but not in the Kele, that is in Dovah Koshe. But he says it's unsound. All right. So Mele in the dishwasher, so all the water is Iru from the Klerishin. So it should be Muter according to Pesach of the Ramo. Now, but it's possible that even according to Pesach of the Ramo, it's also. Because many times when you pour hot water in a dishwasher, so it's not just Yad Yoledes Bey, but it's Yad Nichves Bey. Now Yad Nichves Bey, so then even Klisheni the Hayodom says is Mivasha. But if let's say it wasn't Yad Nichves Bey, if one let's say could keep his hands comfortably in the dishwasher while all the hot water runs on the dishes, so then according to the Psak of the Ramo, it's Muta. But according to all the other poskim, it's also. And we cannot rely on the Ramo, because even the Ramo Even the Ramo in Tiras Chatos says that we can only be made till the Mokim Efsim Rabbi. Here he doesn't mention it. But everybody is chilek. The Mashal is chilek. The Mashal is chilek. The Shach is chilek. All the poskim are chilek. All the poskim are chilek. The Ramo is a yochid. But if it's not Yad Nichves Bey, but it's Yad Siledes Bey, if it's Yad Siledes Bey, so then according to Psak of the Ramo, if Lich Kedishes and Milch Kedishes were washed together, so maybe you can, it's Mutter, according to Ramo. But according to the Marshal, according to the Shach, it's also. It's also there. Now, let's see how the Gro explains the second din of the Ramo. The first din of the Ramo, which is a terrific Chumre, so the Gro explains it on the basis of the second motion of Thesis. How does the Gro explain the second din of the Ramo, which is a terrific Kule? Avo shiase dimiyat shenochu hamayim al kli echod havik l'sheni. So he doesn't explain it the way the Shach explains it. Because Yeru can only be Mavliya and Mavlid on both together in an Eichel, not in a Kele. He says something else. If, let's say, you put, let's say, Fleish Kedishas, Milch Kedishas in the sink, and the Agoist, and then you turn on the hot water faucet, and it starts pouring. So first it goes in a vertical direction, the flow. And then, once it reaches the sink, the ground of the sink, it changes its direction in the horizontal direction. So maybe the change of direction makes it into a cliché. Iru is mevashot in a cliché, but cliché not. Now, what's the borderline between Iru and cliché? So as long as it's in the process of pouring until it rests, so then it's Iru. The moment it rests, then it's already cliché. Now let's say, suppose you put Fleischke dishes and Milchke dishes. Fleischke dishes and Milchke dishes in the sink. And then you turn on the hot water faucet. So then it's here. But suppose you cover up the plug and then you pour hot water in the sink. You fill it up with water. Then you put the Fleischke dishes and the Milchke dishes. Then it's a different child altogether. Then it's a cliché. So in other words, so what is the criterion or by you determine as to whether something happened al the year or something happened al the cliché, whether it happened in the course of the flow from the clearishim or it happened after it rested. So if it happened after it rested, then it's already cliché. If it happens while it flows, so then it's here. Now, so here,